0 seconds of stood. Pause recording. Speech off.
Hello, Audioboo. This is February day 3 about me. I'll try and keep this brief because most of you who listen to this will already know all this. And I don't want to bore you. So, my name is Nama Samantha Shang. I am 42. I was born in Argentina, grew up and lived in the U.S. for a long time. Currently living in Israel, also lived in Australia and Scotland. I am a professional opera singer, although right now my voice is completely shot because of a cold and cough and stuff, so I wouldn't blame you if you didn't believe me, but yeah. I'm also a voice teacher. I'm a certified reflexologist, aromatherapist, and Reiki master. I'm living currently in Israel with my husband Jeff, who's Australian, and my guide dog, soon to be retired guide dog, Rosie. She's my first dog on the waiting list for my second dog. Just recently, in the last week, have moved house. So, because I will be starting some work soon as a tour guide in a children's museum at a permanent exhibition called Dialogue in the Dark, which is basically guiding both children and adults through a series of rooms, experiences, different types of tasks that they have to do with no light at all. The exhibition is in complete darkness. I'm a blind person, almost. I have some vision, but mostly function as a blind person. I also suffer with anxiety. I call that my main disability. I love to cook. I love to read. I do like sports, exercising, even though I've not really been doing that lately. I miss it. I like languages. That's one of my passions. I'm very, very interested in languages. I speak a few languages. My main language is English. It's my first language. Let's see. What else can I tell you about myself without boring you? I have lots of other interests. I have friends in many countries because I lived in many countries. I love to travel, although I hate flying, believe it or not. I like to go places, it's just the getting there that I don't like. I'm a pagan or a neo-Celtic pagan in my beliefs, although I'm not a very strong religious person at all. I'm a more spiritual person. Spoke about my music already. And as for my personality traits, I am extremely sensitive and emotional, and I see that as a good and a bad trait. I can be overly sensitive. But I also think that my sensitivity helps me be empathetic to people, makes me a good listener. When I'm feeling up to it, I can be pretty funny. I'm not really feeling up to it right now, so I don't think I'm very funny at the moment. I usually go with my gut, although I try to involve gray matter in decisions, and I do manage to be analytical. if my with my back against the wall, I can be analytical, but my instinct is to make decisions and see things in an emotional way, much to people's annoyance sometimes.
Right a lot of the time.
Jeff thinks I'm right a lot of the time.
You are.
I don't know. I think I'm boring myself and you, so I'll probably close this for now.
She's the best wife in the world.
Yeah, the check's in the mail. anyway, I will speak to you all tomorrow. There's Rosie. Hello, Rosie. Hello. I do love dogs. I have a very special place in my heart for golden retrievers. Rosie's half golden retriever, half Labrador. We had a pet golden retriever until a year and a half ago. Snowy, who was my, what I like to call my heart dog. And he died, we lost him at the age of 12. He had cancer. That's it, I think. I'll speak to you all tomorrow.
Speech on. Pause recording. Button.